At issue is changing the standard from beyond reasonable doubt to preponderance of the evidence, a lower legal burden. Republican Representative Rich Golick chairs the House Non-Civil Judiciary Committee.
We've learned a lot about intellectual disability, mental illness. We know a heck of a lot more now than we did a generation ago, that's for sure. And it would make sense for our laws to be consistent, you know, with that increased knowledge that we've gained over the course of a generation.
However, Golick and a group of prosecutors are skeptical that changing the standard of proof can be kept to death penalty cases alone. He said a change could potentially open a floodgate of cases for retrial.
How many cases are we potentially, you know, looking at? That's something that we really have to look at ahead of time and have that as part of our analysis and part of our decision-making process.
Republican Representative B.J. Pack is vice chair of the committee. He says that should be a secondary concern.
I don't think that should be the primary reason why we don't look at whether or not a particular piece of legislation should be changed.
Pack says more discussion is needed before legislators can take action. Georgia is the only state that requires proof of mental disability beyond reasonable doubt, the highest burden of proof. At this time, no legislation to change that standard has been proposed. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.